Over the last six decades, more than 66,000 Australians have helped keep the peace in trouble spots across the globe. 48 of them never came home, killed on duty overseas. But unlike Australia's war dead, peacekeepers haven't been recognised on the honour roll of the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. One of those peacekeepers who died in action was Private Jamie Clark. He was 21 when he died in 2005 while serving in the Solomon Islands. Last year on Breakfast, we spoke with Jamie's mother, Avril Clark. She'd begun a campaign to get peacekeepers onto the honour roll. She started an online petition, and over the next 12 months, she collected 40,000 names. This morning, she'll finally get to place a red poppy next to her son's name on that roll. Avril joins us again from Canberra this morning. Avril, welcome again to RN Breakfast, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
This is a very special morning for you. What will it mean when you finally get to place that poppy next to Jamie's name?
It's just hearing you say that, it's just sort of stirred up a bit of emotion.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be amazing to know that Jamie and 47 other peacekeepers are finally going to have the recognition that they have always deserved. It just wasn't possible because of a rule that has now, thanks to the Australian War Memorial Committee and the Australian public, is now going to happen. And for me, I know that seeing his name up there is for me amazing. It's also another thing for me to know that he's never coming home.
Of course, and of course it's the finality of it. But then again, not seeing his name up there was an illogical injustice.
It's absolutely right. You know, my firm belief is, and that of many, many defence people that I've spoken to over the last few years, is you wear your uniform, you serve your country. If you lose your life, then you should be given that recognition. It should be automatic. Something I assumed was automatic until I lost my son.
Mm. Jamie was a private in 3RAR, and he was serving as a peacekeeper in the Solomons on active duty at the time. Can you just tell us what happened to Jamie?
Jamie was on a patrol. There was a lot of unrest in the Solomon Islands at the time that Jamie was there, and the militia that were there were causing a lot of the unrest. So Jamie was on a patrol in what, for me, the only way to describe it is like a jungle area. Quite unsafe. The terrain was really quite unsafe, but they were going through looking for hidden weapons, caches of weapons. And the ground near where he was, there was a hidden cave, for me to call it anything else. Mm. So the ground collapsed from under Jamie and he fell 30 metres. And he was fully armed, so you know, because if he was out there doing nothing, he was on patrol with people from the village too.
And the reason, I mean, the point is we send peacekeepers there because these places are hotspots, they are dangerous spots. That's why it requires Australian soldiers to be there.
That's correct. Jamie did 6 months in East Timor in a similar role. And without the Australian Defence Force and the Australian Federal Police, Solomon Islands would still be in disarray. They have walked away. The Australian soldiers have left now because of the fantastic work they have done for 10 years.
And Jamie, as I said, Jamie is one of 48 Australian peacekeepers who've died while serving. Will there be other families of peacekeepers killed on duty with you this morning?
Yes, there will. That was the rationale when the War Memorial met in March and finally decided that this rule had to be overturned. It gave them 6 months to track down family members of the other 48 peacekeepers and give them the opportunity to attend today.
Because of your pushing for this, because of your petition, when you gathered 40,000 names, it's quite a hefty thing to bring to the table. When former Defence Minister Brendan Nelson took over as director of the War Memorial last year, he indicated his willingness to meet the relatives of the peacekeepers and to reconsider this. When Brendan Nelson rang you to tell you this news, how did that feel, Avril?
Oh, it was amazing because a week before that meeting, I had a meeting with Brendan Nelson. I'd come to Canberra to have a meeting and put my case forward yet again and talk to him in depth. And so when he rang me to tell me that the ruling had been overturned and the peace peoples were getting recognition, I think I just burst into tears and said, oh, my God. It was such an amazing feeling of satisfaction to know that the long haul, because I'd been fighting for this for 7.5 years, the long haul had finally got these people to be recognised as Australian members of defence who had lost their lives serving.
Your son's name, Private Jamie Clark, will now be on the honour roll at the Australian War Memorial along with those other 47 peacekeepers. Jamie is already honoured in the Solomons, isn't he?
He certainly is. Because of where he was killed is right near a village where he was very, very well known by the village people, and they didn't have an education facility for kindergartens. So myself, my family, and a lot of people from the Ballagirl community in Perth raised money and built a kindy, which is called the Private Jamie Clark Memorial Kindy. For children, it's called Clarky's Kindy, which the village chose the name, not me.
Well, Avril, thank you for joining us. Good luck today. It will be an emotional moment, an important moment, and justice will be done this morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for your time. Thank you.
Avril Clark and her son, Private Jamie Clark, died at the Solomons while serving as an Australian peacekeeper in 2005. And today at the Australian War Memorial, his name and the name of 47 other Australian peacekeepers will be unveiled on the honour roll at the Australian War Memorial. And that is a victory for people power, because Avril enlisted the support of Change.org and they collected 40,000 signatures in support of this move.